preaching, and I appreciate Brother Mark Robinette. The Lord called him to preach several years ago. He's pastored in different churches. He's now at Union Baptist Church over in Caldwell County. And I can remember when he was just a teenager, and he had a grandpa, the name of Earl Robinette. Brother Earl was a deacon at Poplar Springs, my home church. And he had Mark had come with his grandpa a lot to church, to Poplar. And I'm glad some of his grandpa's rubbed off on him. Brother Earl was a good man. He'd shout. Now, some of you never have tried that, and don't do it. Unless you can't help it, you know. I can remember it be cold in the wintertime, and everybody's dead as 4 o'clock. There wasn't no spirit, hardly nowhere. Winds are blowing cold outside, and choir singing, and I can hear old Brother Earl go to shouting. And everybody's looking at him like a calf at a new gate. It didn't stop him. He just kept a doing it. He shouted so that it warmed up everybody else, and few of us got to helping him. Amen. He is a man that prayed. Him and Brother Norris Bumgarner. Roy Stafford meet at the church and pray. God, what a blessing those memories are. Gonna ask Brother Mark to come around. Felt like the Lord wanted him to open up this session of the 59th year of the Taylorsville Baptist Camp Meeting. And I want you to hear him gladly. Now, don't you just sit there and look at him. You help him. If you'll help him and amen him, you'll get more out of his message, and it'll help him. And if you're a preacher, you better help him. Don't you sit there, because you may get up here sometime. You want somebody to help you. Amen. I love you, Mark.